you about this conundrum about penguins and their connection to motorcars. Let's have a chat to Yanis Papadopoulopoulos, who's in the department. So, beg your pardon. Did I get it wrong there? So, I am sorry.
It's Papadopoulos.
Papadopoulos. Yes. Beg your pardon. I put in one too many papas in there, didn't I? My apologies, Yanis. Sorry. Now, tell us a bit about your department. Is the Department of Computer Science?
Computer Science, yes.
Yanis, is there really a connection between penguins and motor cars?
Well, on the surface, penguins and computer technologies and cars seem to be unconnected, isn't it?
Yeah, yes.
It is. But can these little fellows who live in the Antarctic really help us develop the technologies of the future? What do you think?
Well, I'm going to say yes, because I've seen the article. There is an article on this on the BBC News website. So if you have a look at it, you can see a bit more about some of your research. But you tell us a bit more right now, Yanis.
Okay. So, yes, they can. And how do they do it? If you observe how penguins live, they live in big colonies with sometimes they reach populations of 1 million birds. And if you think about it, that's not easy. Not many species have managed to do that. For example, it took humans millions of years of evolution, an agricultural revolution, empire building, in order to construct the first city with over 1 million people. And that was ancient Rome. How do penguins manage to do it so easily is the question. And the question is, and the answer is something that I would call social intelligence.
Okay.
Social intelligence. So individual birds are not very clever, so you cannot get a penguin and, you know, for a cup of tea and have a conversation, you know, with a penguin. It couldn't happen, but you might try. You like the idea. Anyway, but what they do is they collaborate. So through small interactions, okay, they can do amazing things. So they work together, they feast together, they go hunting in groups, and these groups are very well coordinated. So, for example, you can see penguins synchronizing their dives. You know, they line up, they're queuing, and they go one by one into the hole, you know, to go and get some fish, and they go in different depths. Also, they exchange information about the food sources. So what you see is, in the long run, these groups, they dynamically reshape to match the distribution of food in the environment. And that's good for the colony, because the colony can get the maximum amount of food for the minimum energy that they need to spend to get this food. Now, that's what I call social intelligence. It's the effect of collaboration. You can achieve good things with collaboration. That's
okay.
The idea here. So now, how is this relevant to engineering? This is what you are interested in, but I have to say these things because otherwise you won't get it.
you've drawn me in, Yanis. You draw me in. Okay. Tell me more.
I will continue then. Or do you want me to stop? Okay, I'll continue. So what happens then is we can replicate this strategy of the penguins in computers, and we can use that to solve engineering problems by deploying software penguins in the computer to solve those problems. And these problems include things that we need to solve with cars, in the design of modern cars. Yep. You want me to continue?
Yeah, no. You've got me. It's like I'm having my own personal lecture here, Yanis.
Because there are some very difficult problems. How many lines of code do you think a modern car has? Software code. You know, software is text. You write lines of code, like you write text.
Thousands.
No, it's millions.
Millions, okay.
Yes. And in some lines, they have 100 million lines of code. Okay?
Wow.
Yep.
All the penguins.
Lots of penguins are needed there. But imagine now, going into the future, if you wanted to build smart cars, self-driving cars, okay?
Is that going to be a possibility? Because I know we're sort of seeing that, aren't we,
yes,
now?
It is going to be a possibility. However, there are many problems, because the code that you need to put into those cars will multiply. It will become even bigger. More importantly, there will be, of course, a societal expectation that this code operates correctly, okay, uninterrupted by failures, but also interacts safely with the code in other vehicles and maybe codes in the traffic light or in road signs.
Lots to think about.
That would be smart devices as well. So how does this thing operate safely is the question. This hasn't been solved. This is a very difficult question, and there are myriads of challenges to be solved there, to be addressed, before you can deploy these connected autonomous cars. So here is where my work goes. And you want me to tell you? Yeah, I can tell you a little bit more about my work. So over the last 10 to 15 years in the University of Hull here, me and my research team, we have been developing methods and tools to improve the design of these complex safety critical systems. And
I guess it's got to be small steps, hasn't it? You've got a big problem to overcome.
Yeah. So we have achieved something very good. So we are internationally known for this work. We have not only done theoretical contributions, but the mature elements of this work we have packaged in a software tool that we commercialize and can solve some of the problems, not all of the problems. I'm not going to claim.
soon.
But, so the name of this tool is called HipHops, the tool. HipHops.
Okay.
And we are commercializing this through the university, but also through some companies in Europe. We have sold some licenses globally. So, for example, we have Toyota and Honda are our clients. And then in Japan, and we have Honeywell in the USA, and we have Volvo in Sweden. And
this
Fiat.
All started right here.
Yep. And we have Jaguar Land Rover. We have Fiat in Italy. We have Embraer in South America, in Brazil. Now, this is obviously very good. It's a good result. I talked about collaboration with penguins.
You did, yes.
Yes. So this is human social intelligence. This is the result of collaboration of my team. I didn't do that by myself. And it's a result of collaboration of many people from many different countries, including one researcher from Algeria who has done some primary research on penguins, Youssef Gherabia. So it is the good aspect of collaborative work. I personally always believe that you can achieve more via collaboration by overcoming individual pettiness. And I think we have proved it through this work. Now, as I said, the challenges that we need to address are many, okay? So how do we ensure that the code is available? How can we navigate those millions of lines of code? How can we structure it? How can we define the integrity of components which you need to combine to create the high integrity of the whole system? We are progressing in solving those things. And recently, the last 18 months, we have been incorporating these penguin algorithms. So now we can deploy little groups of software penguins into the laptop and solve some of these problems.
It must have been quite a moment when you thought the answer is penguins. I know what it is.
It was. And
did you go for a trip to the deep?
It's a perpetual moment because, of course, you know, the pleasure is that when people hear it, they put a smile. It puts a smile in their faces. So it is a nice technology, I would say, penguin technology. So,
Yanis, well, listen, thank you for explaining in a lot of detail. It's wonderful. Go on, you want to say some more? Go on.
Just one
second. Please, yeah, go on.
I just wanted to thank the people who funded me because almost all the funding was from the European Commission. It's European funding, and it's also from the European automotive and shipping industry. So I would like to thank these people, and I would like to say here that it is a little bit worrying with Brexit that this funding might be lost. So I would like to encourage the government to take some steps in this direction. And finally,
because there'd be lots of people like yourself doing similar things, I'm certain.
Yeah, I'm not the only one. And we want this funding. We got it from Europe, and we used it to create something which the university can be proud of, the region can be proud of.
So you're a little bit concerned about this at the moment.
Yes, I am, because, for example, I had PhD students from the region here, from Hull, who contributed to this, who finished that, who work now in the industry or developed this tool. I mean, everyone can be proud of this development, and it contributes financially to the region and the UK economy. So it wouldn't be right, you know, to stop this kind of developments and take the country back. So finally, I would like to thank the BBC, you know, the good old publicly funded.
You're
BBC.
Welcome, you're welcome.
Yes, because you managed to independently discover my work and to report it, and I think this publicity will be good for it.
And it's good, and it's raised the awareness of me talking to you today as well. Right. If you would like to, Yanis, thank you ever so much. Yanis from the University of Hull here, the Computer Science Department, do a search. If you've got a computer or you can do it, just have a look for. It's in technology section of the BBC News website. The headline is, and this is what you can search for, Hungry Penguins Help Keep Car Code Safe. Hungry Penguins Help Keep Car Code Safe. And you can read more about Professor Yanis' amazing work in this incredible industry, connecting the hungry penguins to codes in smart cars of the future. Yanis, I'm going to shake your hand. It's fantastic work. You're listening to BBC Radio Humberside. Let's have some Madonna, some more music now.